Hello. Hello. Hello.
Ein frohes neues Jahr zusammen.
Ja, hi, frohes neues
Hallo.
Jahr.
Darf man das eine Woche später noch sagen, wahrscheinlich, ne?
Bis Ende Januar. Mal noch kurz warten, ob Owen dazu kommt. Der hat eigentlich zugesagt. Owen is coming. Hi, Owen. So I think.
Late.
No worries, no worries. I'm not pressed for time. I think there's a short itinerary today. But let me start by saying then to everyone, Happy New Year. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas time with your families and friends and start fresh into the new year. I posted a link in the chat with a brief agenda for today. That's basically just two main items. But as usual, we start with housekeeping. Are there any questions, concerns, news? New members, I don't can't see any. Just speak up if you want.
I think it's my first meeting, so
Yeah, Lisa,
I
sorry, yeah,
joined
it's your first one, yeah, sorry.
I joined in October or November, I think, but I missed the November meeting. So I'm the new head of open access financing at Goethe University's Library in Frankfurt.
Yeah, well, welcome. We were already
Thanks.
so familiar, so I missed that you were new. We had email contact, and so yeah, sorry. Welcome to the group, and feel free to ask questions anytime, and we will try to help. Yeah.
Thanks.
So, the first point on the item agenda are remainder from the last meeting, basically. We talked about two bugs that we've encountered in OA charges. And I think Owen was very quick to actually solve the first one, which was basically a UI problem, wrong calculation of amounts to be paid when a discount was entered as an absolute amount. And I think this is already solved, right, Owen? Or
Yeah, I actually it got fixed a couple before Christmas, but I did the quality assurance on it today, so officially it's been passed as fixed today. What I wanted to ask, that will obviously go into the next release of the open access application, but I guess I can't remember if you said where this first occurred and whether we need to look at fixing it in previous versions. Is it in the Ramsons compatible release this is present, or is it in SunCloud, you know?
Think in Ramsons as well. I don't know when we encountered this. Was just recently encountered, so I can't
Yeah.
really track when it started to appear. I'm not sure if we have some older versions hosted here that we can check it there. Are there any snapshot environments for older releases? So we could test it there.
There's a Quesnelia one, but I think that's going to be too early. Let me just check. I suppose if it's in Quesnelia, then we'd know that was an issue.
Wouldn't want to rule this out, as I said. It was just by coincidence that I've encountered it.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where you hadn't tried it previously and hadn't come up.
Because
I
all
don't
of
know.
the
Open access, you see, the problem with those is open access isn't in that one. Then that's the problem, is the older ones are running the official releases, which obviously doesn't include open access.
Ah,
So
okay. So that's not possible to check it.
I might be able to work out when it first occurred. But okay, so I think what I'm hearing is that we should definitely look at whether it's possible to fix that in previous versions.
That won't be too
That would be
complicated. Might be
ideal.
a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll find out. I don't know if it will be, because it's just a UI issue. It shouldn't be very difficult to have that fix put into earlier versions, but I'll find out.
Because the fact is that we simply don't or haven't used absolute discount amounts so far. We
Yeah.
had some relative percentage amounts, and the other ones we have never used. We tested them probably, but that was a long time ago, to be honest. So
Yeah.
this lapsed our attention. Okay. And do you have any ideas about the other one we were talking about, this sort of stickiness of percentage and absolute discounts? When you choose the one, you can't change it to the other afterwards.
I haven't checked that. I'll take an action to look at that following this meeting. Yeah.
No worries, no worries. Cool, but that's progress, yeah. Katrin, you have any question or remark?
No.
Sorry, I
No, I have problems with the microphone. I know.
Ah, okay. Shall we wait a second for you to fix it, or we can also come back to this in a couple of minutes? Just post it in the chat if you want. Oh, okay. No questions, so don't worry. Okay, then I would progress to the second item. Let me open this as well. And there's some good news, I think. We were able to convince our IT department to free some resources to tackle the idea of integrating OA reporting into the existing Lists app. I think I introduced this idea in the last meeting, and there's already a Jira ticket that I've linked in the agenda where we will collect all the requirements and the progress so you that you can follow the progress there if you want. And we will surely ask and need your input regarding the lists that we require, regarding the data and so on. And this is something we will start, I think, from the next meeting. Ah, yeah, that's something I missed in the first housekeeping part. As you hopefully all received the new meeting cycle, we decided to switch to bi-monthly meetings for the beginning of the year, and when development tasks become more frequent, we will, or we can always go back to a monthly itinerary. So the next meeting will be in March, and in preparation for this ListSAP integration, we will definitely ask for your input. I'm not sure if everyone is familiar with the Lists app. Can maybe it's a good starting point to show the app quite briefly in the current snapshot for those of you who haven't seen it. I'm not an expert on this app, and I can't talk much about the technical backgrounds, but from a user perspective, I've tried out some things, and I can just give you a short introduction. Let me just share my screen. Can everybody see the screen? So, yeah, this is the normal snapshot release, and this is the main interface of the Lists app. You can store lists here and create new ones. Let me just create a short test list. You can add a description. And then there are certain predefined lists integrated or like hard-coded into the app. So they have to be defined in advance with all the data that is needed. And they range from, I would say, like rather simple entities to very complex joined entities that integrate data from different apps as well. So let me start with a simple list. They take the purchase order, here's some visibility and status settings. I will ignore them. But once you open or select this query, you have the different data fields that are integrated in this particular list. And you can use them as sort of a filter. Take the close reason. There's a free text field. I don't know what closure reasons are valid here, so let's maybe take another filter. I think workflow status should be predefined. Yeah, and get a drop down list of the three status values that can be chosen. And let's take all the open purchase orders. You can combine them as well. You can add another filter here with the Boolean operator in combination. But let's just use the one. And then you get to open orders with the relevant data. This is quite limited here. You always have for each list a set of columns, if you will, or data fields that are pre-selected. And the other ones can be selected and included in the list as well. Basically, make the table wider and wider, integrate all the data for this entity. And then you can run those queries and save them. This might take a while or long.
Can I then ask you a question?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm correctly understanding where these information come from. Is this from the purchase app?
This is from the orders app in that
Order.
case. Purchase
Okay.
orders are from the orders app in that case. So where there are lists from different places. This one is from orders. I can also show other ones from invoices. There are holdings lists, user lists, organization lists. So it's quite varied where this data comes from.
Okay, and then for the open access app, we would have an open access app list of possible things to filter and then create this report.
This is the idea, but it needs some redefinition work and some formulation of requirements of lists at first, and then data fields, useful linked lists and stuff like that. Yeah, so we have to do some work in order to create useful lists for all relevant reporting needs.
Okay, also between apps. So you can select some information from the open access app and other information from, I don't know,
Technically
budget.
that's possible here. Yeah, I can
Okay.
show you a more complex list in a second.
Okay, thanks.
But that is, I was of the impression that it's not possible, but judging from the lists that we have here and the presentations I saw recently at WolfCon and so on, that is a possible feature to have cross-app reporting here. Yeah. Just to finalize this first list, you can then export the lists or select the columns and all columns in CSV format and then process this further with other tools if you want. Okay, this was the test list. Let me make test two. And this time I'm going to choose a more complex one. And I think the order and invoice analysis was a good example. And as you can see here already, the list is much, much, much longer, the list of possible filters, because it, as I said, integrates data from different places. You have the PO line, purchase order line data here first. Then you have instance data. You have invoice line data. So this is quite a thorough and complex report. Let me just use a simple filter here. The fiscal year of the invoice. Show me all invoices from the current year. I made some test invoices a couple of minutes ago. And as you can see here, all the columns and data that are available in the filter are also shown here. And this is just a selection. Those cross app reports get quite wide and sort of cluttered easily. So you have to be very careful what you pre-select here, and you can always expand this view by clicking other data fields here. But already these pre-selected fields create a very, very wide and complex table with duplications as well, necessary duplications, because there are many-to-many relations in the data schema, which obviously makes it necessary to then duplicate some of the rows.
So the idea of the list set would be to have predefined possibility of reporting, and not that we are completely free to define which information we want from which app.
Exactly. It's a
Okay.
redefined approach. This is correct. And a very, I would say, thorough, or let me put it, a very, a rather complex, predefinition of getting sort of like almost all the data from a different entity, from a specific entity, and then making it possible to select some of the data which pertains to this entity or deselect But it needs a lot of preparation work, I think, in order to find reasonable lists for OA. Would be probably a good start to have like more simple entities like checklists, charges, payers, probably the parties, the OA works journals, I mean, and of course the requests, which is like an almost an edge case because it relates to a lot of other entities already, but I think this is like the most basic table that are people looking for, request data. So what is the title? What is the ID? What is the journal? What is the corresponding author and his or her institution?
And how much it's cost.
And then the cost aspect comes in, and then it gets quite complicated, to be honest, because you have these quite widespread links to invoice, or especially then to invoice lines and funds. Because one request can have several charges. Each of
Different
those
budgets.
can have more than one payer. Each charge has none or one invoice, which in turn could have several invoice lines, which in turn can have several fund distributions. No. Those tables get big quite easily.
I guess
And
you.
this is something that we we'll have to sort out here. As you can see in the Jira ticket, there's Stefan Dombeck, which is a colleague of mine here, very knowledgeable colleague in terms of reporting. Owen can probably confirm this.
Yeah, I mean, Stefan has done a lot of work on reporting outside, getting data out of Folio and reporting on it, and is really well aware of the complexities of the financial structure, and the challenges that has, especially in situations like this where you have these different aspects of not only you've got the charges on the in our case on the requests or in other places on the purchase order line, but then how the invoices are passed against that, and that a single order line might be paid off by multiple invoices, and that invoice then, you know, everything that Martin said. So Stefan is definitely really well aware of that and very knowledgeable about the structure of data in Folio. So I think we've got probably the best person, quite possibly the best person in the whole community to know knowing those details. Certainly in Germany, I'm sure he's one of the most expert in that kind of data structure within Folio. I think that one of the challenges we might see here, and obviously look forward to working with Martin and Stefan and whoever else on it, is that the way that say orders or invoices stores data in terms of how they structure it in the database is quite
Yes.
different to how the open access app does it. And I think that will be the main challenge initially anyway, is to get the Lists app to work with that different data structure. The way that it's done for the open access app is much more traditional in its approach in terms of like how a relational database works, if any of you are familiar with that, but lots of tables that are all joined together by keys, shared keys, the identifiers, etc. Whereas a lot of applications in Folio use a format called JSON-B, which is essentially where you express the data as JSON, and the database really just doesn't care about the structure so much, but mainly stores just that JSON as a block of text. And so the way the schema works in like for those apps is the database schema is very simple, but the JSON schema is very complex. Whereas the way it works for the open access app is that the way the database structure is very complex. And then the JSON schema that you see, say, when you use the application, what's transmitted to the front end is just all built from that database structure. So that can be is a lot more kind of malleable, is a lot more flexible in terms of what we can make that look like, because we're always using the database behind the scenes. So it's quite a different approach, and I expect that will be the first challenge that the team kind of have to grapple with. Obviously it would be great to get that work done, because if we can make that work, then it has a lot of applications in other areas of Folio as well. So
Yeah, and another challenge could be also this a lot of I don't know how to call them, variable or very configurable data in the O app, which is also not so common in other apps. They mostly have like predefined data which you can't change, but in O app with like the configurable data, let's take the dates, for example, that pertain to an article. You can define a submission date, you can find a define an approval date and a publication date, and then obviously you want to have reports for all of those variable fields, and this could be a challenge as well, I think, to integrate this into a readable row column format. So there's work to do, I think, and I will talk to Stefan next week and come up with a plan on how to tackle this. probably approach Owen obviously first to make a plan. Maybe the developers from the list app as well to get this on track before the next meeting. And as I said, we will definitely look for your input and your requirements in advance as well, so that we can have a targeted discussion in March. So that's my vision right now. I hope this is feasible, but I'm optimistic. So I'd say if there are no other issues, we might close a bit earlier today. March then hopefully will be a very packed meeting with other things to discuss. And as I said, we will be eager to get these things on this list app integration on track. Okay, then for now, if there are no other questions from your side, you will hear from me. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all again in March then.
Nice, thank you.
And in the meantime, you always know how to reach me or Owen via Slack, via email. Don't hesitate to ask questions. We will help you to help. Okay, cool. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Owen.
Thank you.
See
Bye-bye.
you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye.